Have you recently started plant-based eating or been transitioning for a while now, but can't seem to shake off those darn hunger pangs? It seems like you're eating constantly or battling snack attacks and cravings the whole day. So do you just resign yourself to the fact that it's impossible to get full on a plant-based diet? Actually, you can and should definitely feel full and satisfied eating a whole food plant-based diet, no matter where you are in your diet transition. You really shouldn't be facing constant hunger eating this way. So let's troubleshoot it together in this episode. We'll look at three possible reasons why someone on a plant-based diet could be feeling hungry all the time. Are you ready? Let's go! Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi friend, do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Hi, friend. Do you ever feel like you're just fumbling along, trying to make sense of what and how to eat plant-based, but only getting more and more overwhelmed and confused as a result? You feel like you're spending hours on the internet searching for recipes and diet advice, buying ingredients, then trying recipes, with nothing to show for it. Your health issues are still there, the pain is still there, and the scale doesn't seem to be budging. On top of that, there's gas, bloating, and hunger, making you embarrassed to be around others. What's more defeating is that you're seeing others on social media showing great progress on a plant-based diet within a short period of time. Yet you're not getting the health results you were hoping to reach for all your efforts. So what are you doing wrong? It's all so frustrating and demoralizing that you just want to quit. Well, don't quit yet. I see you and understand how you're feeling right now. I'm sure you've made huge efforts so far to make shifts in your lifestyle and have tried really hard to make this work with your busy life and schedule. So I know it can feel doubly defeating to not have much to show for it, weeks and even months into your diet transition. But I want you to know that your transition struggles are not your fault. There can be many reasons and factors behind why things are a challenge for you. But the good news is that we can troubleshoot and overcome those challenges. Your plant-based diet transition can be more smooth-going and successful. It can be more doable and stress-free. You just need the right strategies, skills, recipes, guidance, and support to help you on your journey. And I want to help. So reach out to connect with me at healthnow@plantnourish.com and share your transition challenges with me. You can also apply for a free rapid health transformation call with me using the link in the show notes as well. I want to help you easily reach your health and weight goals with a thriving plant-powered lifestyle. Let's connect! Now let's talk about having hunger on a plant-based diet. Hunger seems to be a common challenge that I see many starting a plant-based diet face. That's perhaps why, within the communities I am a part of, I often notice comments like these. One lady wrote, "I'm always hungry. It seems so easy for others, but I seem to be missing something." Another lady reached out for help with her challenge. "Why is it that I don't feel satisfied after a meal, even though I feel full? Should I be increasing protein?" Someone else posted, "I'm trying this way of eating again, and I've been eating this way for the past 2 days, and I'm always hungry. I'm trying to transition from low carb, but it's really hard." In fact, I see these comments so often that you would think being hungry and plant-based eating just go hand in hand together. But is hunger really just an expected consequence of being on a plant-based diet? I don't think so. In all the years I've been plant-based eating, I don't feel constant hunger, and neither are the clients I work with. That's why I want to do this episode today to address this common transition issue and help you. So if that's what you're experiencing now, let's troubleshoot it. First of all, know that hunger is a natural physiologic phenomenon. Having feelings of hunger and satiety is normal and good to have because it means your body is functioning right. We need hunger and satiety cues. It's our body's way of telling us that it's time to eat and to stop when we are full. Listening to these signals helps us to attune ourselves to our bodies, so you should be experiencing this at certain points during the course of a day. What isn't normal, though, is to feel a sense of constant hunger, of having your stomach always growling, or always feeling you want to eat more because you aren't satisfied with what you ate. So what could be causing this? Let's look at three reasons why this could be occurring in your situation right now. Here's the first possible reason. You're simply not eating enough. Many people moving to plant-based eating worry about eating more calories and carbohydrates as a result, because plant-based foods like whole grains, beans, and fruits would tend to have more carbohydrates than meats and other animal-based foods. But then, they get so focused on counting calories and carbs each day that the amounts and portion sizes of plant-based foods eaten end up being very small. No wonder there's hunger soon after. But here's the good news. One of the big benefits of plant-based eating is this. The majority of natural whole plant-based foods are low in calories, yet packed with nutrients. So in general, plant-based meals made with these natural whole plant-based foods and with minimal oil tend to be lower in calories. They're also high in complex carbohydrates like starch and fiber, which actually helps our blood sugar control during the course of the day. These foods also help us stay and feel fuller for longer because they're more slowly digested by our bodies. So, if your meal is composed of whole plant-based foods like vegetables, whole grains, fruits, beans, lentils, and chickpeas, you can usually eat larger portions at a meal, possibly more than you were eating before on a regular diet. Now here's a second possible reason. You're not making the right plant-based meals. You may have already spent hours looking up plant-based diet info and recipes on the internet, so you know how much is out there. But you may have also noticed that not all vegan or plant-based recipes and dishes are the same. Some recipes will be healthier than others, and not all will be equally satisfying and filling. I remember some time ago, a relative of mine sent me a plant-based recipe he had seen from the New York Times. He passed this recipe to me because he thought I would be interested in it, since it was a vegan dish. This dish was made with farro and blister tomatoes in a pesto sauce. The picture of the dish did look beautiful and delicious, but to me, it seemed to lack at least one key component, a sizable portion of legumes, such as beans or lentils, with the dish. Yet, there are many other dishes like that, where a vegan recipe is essentially just a plate of vegetables or carrots and mushrooms in a sauce on a bed of white pasta. Though you are still getting nutrients from these meals, it is likely that you will be hungry again relatively soon after. So it's essential to build your plant-based plates the right way and use the right smart strategies and recipes to create tasty, nutritious, and satisfying meals that will help you stay fuller between meals without feeling hungry or needing a lot of snacks. In my Plant-Powered Life Transformation course, I actually go into a lot more detail about how to make filling and satisfying plant-powered plates using my signature Plant Nourish Power Plate model. It's what I use to teach my students and clients how to build the best plant-based meal combinations with recommended key components and suggested portion sizes. Now let's move into a third possible reason. It's not true hunger. This is where understanding a little more about biology and your body is helpful. There are some natural processes that occur in our body when we begin to eat a different way and start to lose weight. For example, if your diet was previously heavy on animal-based foods like meat, dairy, and ultra-processed foods high in sugar, salt, and fats, your body needs time to undergo this adjustment phase. And as a result, there can be a transient, uncomfortable period where your body is undergoing some form of withdrawal, making you feel hungrier and wanting or craving some of those old foods you previously ate. The extent or level of these symptoms may be different for each person depending on a number of factors. Here's another thing that happens. As you lose weight on a plant-based diet, ghrelin levels increase. Ghrelin is a hormone your stomach makes and releases. It signals your brain when your stomach is empty, telling you that it's time to eat. But in fact, this is one of the ways your body compensates, because it wants to help you, quote-unquote, hold on to fat and regain the weight for survival purposes. These ghrelin levels can actually increase and stay elevated for months into a change to plant-based eating. So in these cases, you may not need more food, but perhaps a walk or some other distraction activity away from the presence of food. These feelings of pseudo-hunger should get better, especially as you continue to focus on nourishing fiber and nutrient-rich whole plant-based foods. Water could be another issue. Some people are not drinking enough water during the day, and the feeling of thirstiness could be misinterpreted instead as a hunger signal. So today we looked at three possible reasons why someone could be feeling constant hunger pangs on a plant-based diet. The first possible reason is you're simply not eating enough. The second possible reason is you're not making the right plant-based meals. And the third possible reason is it's not true hunger. I hope you see today that there are many areas to troubleshoot, solve, and better understand the hunger you're currently experiencing in your diet transition. But knowing how your body works and making sure your plant-based plates are planned well are two key pieces of the puzzle. Now here's an action step you can take. If you are experiencing constant hunger on your plant-based diet, consider which of these three possible reasons may apply to you, and then make some adjustments to your fluid or food intake to see if that helps. Now know that these are only three possible reasons out of many possible factors and contributing causes, because each person's individual circumstances could be different. That's why often a personalized approach is best, as is the case when I work with my clients. Through one-to-one coaching sessions, I'm really able to delve into and better understand each person's situation and transition challenges and problem solve with them on a deeper level to solve the issue and help them get quicker results eating a plant-based diet. So if you are facing hunger or other transition issues, don't stay stuck in that transition challenge and unable to move forward in it. Send an email to me at healthnow@plantnourish.com or apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the links in the show notes. I want to support you so that you can have a smoother and easier plant-based diet transition and reach your health and weight goals that much faster. I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you for listening to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. If this podcast has helped you, please take a moment to rate and leave a written review on the Apple Podcast app or on iTunes. Knowing how this podcast has made a difference in your life never fails to light me up. I may also select your review to be read on the show. Remember that moving to plant-based eating can be simple and doable, even with your existing health challenges and busy lifestyle. If you have a plant-based diet question you'll like me to answer on the show, share that question with me using the contact options in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today, and I can't wait to connect with you again in the next episode. Until next time, keep plant-focused and thriving, my friend.